Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Wazo.
So, no Renu today?
No Renu today, only me and you.
Yes, because she's sick. She told me, you have to go anyway, you have to go, even if I'm sick, you have to go. That's why I'm here today.
So, we will be sick, me and you also, be alone with her, without her. It's difficult.
So, we start with the first message. Hello, Renu, because we know she will listen.
Absolutely.
So, I hope you will come back as soon as possible.
Yeah, next week, absolutely, we need you. You are the spine.
Exactly.
Don't let us talk without you, because we are just two stupid boys.
Yeah, we are so stupid, so sad. What to do, Andrea? So, we try to do the challenge.
Yeah, today. We go without Renu.
So you have some out of cuff today.
I will say first of all, in Auroville is a little strange this weather. We have cold.
Correct,
because we are at the end of November. Usually it's very rainy. The humidity is high.
Yeah.
Instead now it's very dry and it's cold.
Correct.
And I'm wearing with a shirt and long pants. It's a strange weather.
So I came like that this morning for the studio, no?
It's you're not feeling cold?
Yeah, I was. This morning I wake up at 5, I watch the sky. I say, hey, there is no rain. What's happened? So we don't know.
We will see
what with this global warming situation.
Global warming.
Yeah. Hello. I would like to make a rectification from last week that we were speaking about the contribution.
Yeah, the contribution that they will be...
One more time, Madame Renu was not correct. You know, we must say something today, a scoop at least for our auditor from the international auditors, correct?
Yeah.
So, maybe Andrea, let's go.
Yeah.
So, the new monthly contribution was
Was 2,850 monthly for all the Eurovillians, and from December 1st there will be 3,000 rupees to pay toward the city service for all the Eurovillians that are residing in our beautiful city.
One more time, a new precision: is not from December, it's November.
It's from
November. But we pay only in December. I don't know, something like that.
Okay.
And another rectification about the new rate. About the maintenance.
We have for individual, the new rate is 8,450. The health is 400 rupees. For solar kitchen contribution is 1,300 rupees. And the Portus distribution center, I think, is 1,200 rupees. So in total is 11,650, the new rate, and the present rate, so the 2040, it was 10,730. Numbers.
Yeah. So we got no, it's not just numbers.
Yes.
For me, I am under maintenance. It's very important. I know that I have 400 rupees more. In fact, I have 400 rupees more for my monthly life
expenses.
Yeah, expenses is important.
Yeah, yeah. Good. But I love numbers. But
no, it's for me a lot.
Okay.
No, yeah, 400 rupees for the health funds. This is good. No?
It's good.
Okay, this is a good news. So other topic, Andrea.
Topic, I would like to explain me, if you have a clue, about all the selection process that is going on and for the Auroville Council, for the working committee. Where are we?
Correct. So me, normally I follow nothing just by Auronet. So I did not vote. I was even out of the process. So I am the typical Aurovillian that is out of the process. But from what I hear, I know that there is the working committee selection is on the way. They have to do the famous 3-day.
Okay.
I think soon.
Soon.
After there is the land board committee is finished.
Yeah.
We got the name.
That has been cleared.
Apparently, we have now a land board.
Land board.
This is sure. Concerning, we have also the feedback committee, something exists. I don't know what's happened.
For what?
For the feedback.
For
the working committee selection. You give feedback, some people study it, and
then
answer to you, something like that.
Okay.
So maybe one day we need to see what's up there exactly. No?
Yeah, feedback committee.
So in fact, you know nothing.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
I know nothing. So we know nothing. So we will see the investigation. We will do that.
The investigation soon.
But to see what's happened.
Yeah.
Hey, only Madame Renu, maybe she.
Yeah, Madame Renu, she's the one that knows everything.
yeah, she will tell us.
She's in the secret service of Auroville Radio.
Exactly. I know that you went with Renu to see the SIR about the modulation frequency radio.
Yeah, we had a meeting Friday. We had a meeting before with the Auroville Foundation, Mr. Srinivasamurthy, mm-hmm. that it advised us on the legal side to go through the SIRE, because SIRE is the most simple body to be recognized.
Okay.
As a body that can apply for the license, and we need to make our life to get the license as smooth as possible. So we decided to have a meeting with the board member of SIRE, with General Ashok Chatterjee and Sanjeev. We had a meeting with them this Monday, and they listened to us. They understood our case, call it, and they are saying that we have to apply to be under SIRE. There are some sort of rules to be under SIRE, especially for the accounting and everything, and we are happy to say that we have no any complaint about it. We would love to have also clear accounting system that we never been able to have it before, because we are always rushing to do other things. And then this fellow, they will have a meeting on mid of December, more or less. I'm talking about the SIRE board. We'll have a meeting mid of December, and then they will let us know what they think as a board about our request to be under SIRE to make the application as an institution, educational institution for the Auroville Radio.
This is a good news.
Yeah, very good news.
Step by step.
Yes. We are running quite a lot. I mean, you have been postponing this license process since at least 2007, where we were ready to make the application at least on the theoretical level. And then, for different reasons, we never been able to make it before. But now that we have been in this workshop in October, organized by the Minister of the Indian Government, Broadcasting Minister, we are really running. So I'm really happy to see our radio moving forward to get this FM station license that is the core of the project.
Anyway, we need perseverance, patience et endurance.
Absolute.
Okay, so okay. Good,
liberté,
super.
Égalité, fraternité.
To stay on the same topic of the radio, I know that there is one event in the youth center that will come soon in December.
Yeah.
I know that the radio probably will go to send some reporter, wild reporter, to get some impressions.
I think we have some discussion about that, and we not decided, but we propose to make sort of little corner for the radio where we are going
to try to bring the studio on the spot.
Yes,
maybe,
making some sort of fake radio on the spot.
Yeah, on the spot. And the same time we record it, try to catch some people to see if they can do
catch it live and say to make a live radio just for
like in the future when we will be in FM
exactly
and to learn to be more and more in live
exactly.
Okay, good. Also, I have another topic that interests me, is the water situations.
Interests everybody, the water situation.
Exactly, so this is correct. And I know that in April, normally, there is each year the water days. So my idea will be maybe if the radio can anticipate it, to see if we can do some kind of interview of people that they are in charge or they are interested by the water.
Absolutely.
So we can do that. It will be an idea to start to interview some people that about the water situation.
Yeah, maybe better 2 weeks before, because otherwise now we are in December. It means that April is 4 months long.
Oh, it's true. It's true. I forgot that. I have no notion of the agenda, stuff like that. Oh, okay. At least just to prepare to have a global vision.
Absolutely.
Know, about what's happened now.
You will help us to make it.
Okay. Do you have some news, you, for example, do you know that there is, I have a little bit some problem concerning the land situation. Some land, they are very good for farming, okay? Some piece of land, everybody said we need more and more to take care of our farmer. Last time we spoke about solitude farmer, the problem of the land, the crops. And I discovered that recently, back of Kota Karai, TDC accept to give on good land, that normally some people have other projects, to authorize spirulina.
Yeah, that we discussed it, I think, a couple of issues ago, maybe two, three weeks ago. Renault, she said that this land was given somehow to make this project, the Spirulina, that I'm not against at all.
Take Spirulina each morning. I want to see that immediately.
It's very important. Spirulina, please continue. Yeah. But Renault, she was pointing out that the land that was given was a very good land for planting crops.
So, but there is the reflection. So, why we have land outside the master
plan
of the plan or outside the city is for that. There is we have some land that they are good. We can make concrete pit for Spirulina, but I don't know why.
I don't know.
This is give me sometimes some
doubt.
I take Spirulina, I have no problem this morning. But this one, we will follow the story because I know that there is now some torsions there about that. I have another issue that I would like to speak. How many minutes we still
have? We have plenty of time, I think 3-4 minutes.
Okay,
three and a half.
Just, but maybe you can ask me a question about...
No, I would like to discuss, I'm just share with you that I've been invited very recently by a group of people led by Vikram, that they are trying to make a survey office in Oroville to get the pulse of the community regarding different fields, because actually we do have a lot of offices that are working in creating and doing something, but there is not an overview, not about what they are doing, but what is about the result and what is the feeling about in the community about what is the work that has been done in some offices. And then, so this group of people, they are trying to put together the energy, the skills, and also the money they need to create this new group. They will take care of keep this kind of pulse in the community and share with all the members. I mean, if you are running, for example, the Oroville Radio, and you need to know how much the people are happy about the program that you are doing, some feedback, and measuring on the field. I mean, you make a survey about how much you need to improve your quality in production, or how many hours is better you broadcast some content. So these people are working in trying to create this kind of survey office and to keep track of our daily life. Because this is my personal experience. I've been recording recently a presentation done by the BCC, another member related with the finances of Oroville, and Lyle, that is one of the member of this office, he showed us a lot of graph, but regarding the funds that were collected, the funds that were spent for doing this, for doing that. And so he admitted that he has not the clue to make a proper analysis of that data. So they are collecting economical data in this case, but what is exactly the meaning of this data is not very clear to them, because that doesn't have the expertise. So we are probably in the same situation with other offices, where maybe we have done data collecting, but after, how can we use this data to project in the future?
Okay.
So you know that, I don't know, you have spent so much in the past and you need to collect this much in the future is something that you need to know.
Yeah. And with but this, when you are in charge of budget, no, to anticipate at least 1 year.
Something like that, budget. Also, maybe if you need the fund for the housing, how much funds you're going to need for the 2014, because we are projecting our future in 5,000 residents, and we have just no clue how much of this and how much of that we really need, at least for what I'm perceiving, we have no clue. Maybe I'm wrong, but these people are trying to tackle this problem and put together the hands to make centralizing a system where this information are collected and shared. So maybe the people that are in finances, they can know what has happened in the last 10 years, and maybe they can see a projection of the on the next two. That is already enough. Because now we are navigating like in the fog. we don't have a real picture where we are going.
We need to use other way by equations. So anyway, we will follow the story of data and finance.
Yeah.
About the topic of money, it will be a good one.
Sure.
I would like next time when there is Madame Renault.
Madame Renault.
To speak about the sludge.
Yes.
Issue. About this is one of the topics we say nothing for the moment.
Absolutely.
But we have to go there. We have some small update.
Yes.
So maybe next week we will see that. Also, the last update about Portus Water, about the water that the free service, how we managed to go from...
You want to talk it? We can make it now.
No,
just
no,
one
it's
minute.
Okay. No, okay. No, it's okay. We don't, just for the suspense.
Okay,
no?
Okay.
So like that, next week, we have already some topic.
And next week is...
next week, but we are not sure. We are never sure.
Never sure.
Okay. So, so it was all the topic of today. Plus, I have one here I put on my small fed up. To fight.
Mm.
What does it mean for you that? We are all fed up to fight.
Will be great.
Huh?
Will be great to be fed up of to fight to have.
Fight means to take issue. For me, when I say fight, it's not the correct word, in fact.
Mm.
It means suddenly you are quiet in your forest, somebody found, or you got a mail, and there you don't know why you start to be involved in some issue, and there you cannot stay. You have to take positions. To take position is already a kind of fighting.
Absolutely.
Correct?
No, it's true.
Yeah.
I'm just want to close my discussion this morning saying them we do have a very hard time to understand what's going on, and sometimes we get upset because we don't know. Simply,
yeah.
We
yeah.
don't know. So this fact that we don't know about this and that make us upset.
Yeah, it's your analysis. Huh?
That's
yeah.
it.
Okay. So let's go to finish today that
we
know nothing.
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 Okay.
Okay.
So, Renu, please come back soon.
Yeah. Allez, see you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.